All right, Mike, second this week. It seems like maybe luck was a little better for you as far as getting into any kind of tangles. And then you got kind of paid a compliment up there. Andrew said it was a bigger win for him passing you than actually winning the race.
Yeah, he was running good. Them guys are running good. Our car was a little bent up from that first jingle there in the first lap, which I knew was going to happen. I don't know. Just got to go home, fix the car again because whatever. But we had a decent night, and I'd like to thank all my sponsors and then track and the fans for showing up and my wife, Denise Merrill, and everybody, my crew. Larry Van Holtz helped me with the body, and just Dan Denny, all the guys. It's just, it gets frustrating when you got to fix a car every week.
Back to the feature, the trio with you, Grew, you, and then Shartner. How do you remember how Andrew got by you?
Yeah, well, I said my car, the toe was out, so I had a little squirrely, so I was trying to get a run under Timmy, so I swung it wide, and when I did, Shartner stuffed it in there like he's been all year. I don't know.
Did you see any contact?
No, not with me.
The leader.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little bit. But I don't know. Last year, he was one of the biggest ones whining about driving like that, so I guess.
Then you got underneath Guru as well to take over second.
Well, I just about put him in the wall. I was hoping the caution come out because they would have had to send him to the rear, but I don't know how Timmy saved it. But Andrew, he's a good driver. I mean, he's just, he's going for the win like everybody else. I probably would have did the same thing.
And then the race from there on out, how were the restarts for you? Did it make any kind of difference with your car?
Yeah, well, it was good for a couple laps. The tires would cool off. When you got an inch and a half of toe out, the front tires started getting hot, and which wouldn't turn. So, we'll just take a second and come back next week.